media, with you there, you can open your Bible. The word of God says, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. That's a command of the scripture. Bless the Lord. Verse 2, oh my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thy iniquities, and healeth all thy diseases, who redeemed thy life from destruction, who crowned thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. There is no doubt about that. God has shown us kindness. He has forgiven sins. He has redeemed lives. He has done great, 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 marvelous things. So therefore, you open your mouth and worship the Lord and say, Father, thank you. Since Friday, we have come to this place. The Most High God has been showing mercy upon us. He has been doing great, great, marvelous things in our midst. Look at all the messages that we have listened to. Look at those letters from A. Lift up your voice and say, God, I come to appreciate you. I come to personally thank you. If God has done it in your life, you open your mouth and praise God now. And say, Father, thank you. Great things you have done for me. Great things you have done our midst. You have forgiven my sins. If you have come to this program and the mercy of God has found you, if you have come to this program and the grace of God has located you, what do you say to God? You say, God, thank you. You say, God, I bless you. You say, God, I worship you. You say, God, I give you glory. God, I give you praise. I give you thanks. See, great thing he has done. He has delivered souls. He has delivered destinies. He has liberated destinies from the prison of the devil. He has given you a brighter future. Open your mouth and say, Lord, I come to bless you. I come to worship you. You are a great God. You are a mighty God. Thank you for the showers of blessing. Uncountable blessings. Uncountable blessings of God. The finger of God has wrought a lot in our lives. A lot in our midst. The Lord has delivered. The Lord has saved. The Lord has redeemed. The Lord has taken away the works of darkness. It's a time to appreciate God. It's a time to say, thank you, Lord. Lord, I bless you. I come to give you praise this morning. I come to give you worship this morning. I'm sure somebody there pray. Somebody there appreciate God. Somebody there exalting the name of God. Somebody there saying, thank you, Jesus. Say, I worship you, Jesus. I come to bow down. I come to praise you. I come to worship you. I come to adore you. Let's thank God for all our ministers since you have begun this program. Open your mouth and praise God for people that have been laboring over our lives. Our electronics, those people, the electrical, the choir members, the ushers, all our workshop teachers, seminar teachers. Open your mouth and bless God. Praise the name of God. Give the Lord glory. Give the Lord the praise. Give the Lord the worship. He's worthy of your praise. He's worthy of the thanksgiving. Today is going to be wonderful. Our Father, the Lord has told us yesterday that you don't meet today, because if you thought you have come to a ceiling, he will blow that ceiling off. The power of God will blow that ceiling off. And then you are going higher. Open your mouth and thank the Lord. Great things he has done. Marvelous things he has done. Glorious things he has wrought in the midst of his people. Somebody's praising God, yeah? A boy is praising God, yeah? A boy is worshiping God, yeah? Can I see a guy praising God, thanking the Lord, appreciating God, saying, God, I thank you. Say, God, I give you praise. God, I give you thanks. I come to worship you. I come to say thank you, Lord. Open your mouth and praise God. Open your mouth and praise God. This is a time to praise God. If you praise God more as it coming on your way. If you know how to praise God, you are expecting more of God. If you know how to praise God, you are expecting more of God's grace. If you appreciate His grace in your life, for yesterday is to give you more grace again today. It's a time to praise. It's a time to worship. It's a time to adore God. The book of the Bible tells us in the book of Psalm, in Psalm 100, I read from verse 4, enter into His gate with thanksgiving. Praise. Be thankful to Him. See the word of God. Be thankful to Him. And bless His name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. And His truth endures to all generations. Thank God your generation is also included. Open your mouth. You have come to His presence now. You are to give praise to God. You are to give thanks to God. You are to give worship to God. You are to give adoration to God. God is good. God is kind. Thank God you are in the program of God. God has a program for you. That's why you are here. God has a program for you. That's why the Lord has brought you here. God has a program for you. That's why you have the opportunity to be this place this morning. Open your mouth and say, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. He has rescued your life from the hand of the wicked one, from the hands of the bitter terrible. Open your mouth and say, God, I come to praise you. I come to worship you. You wave your hands to God. You lift up your heart and open your mouth and let God hear your voice. And let everyone hear your voice and say, God, I have come to your presence with thanksgiving. I have entered this car with praise. I have come to you to worship you, to adore you. I say thank you, thank you, thank you, Savior. Thank you, Jesus. You have delivered me this program. And there's no doubt about that. Wonderful, wonderful things He has done amiss to you as a person, to the entire globe. God is good. God is good. God is kind. It's a time to praise God. And those that are walking about, you are to settle down in a pot now and begin to praise God. And begin to praise God. And begin to appreciate God. Look at the place I have read for you. That's Psalm 100. Read it again. Enter into His gate with His thanksgiving. As you are coming through the gate, you are coming to God's presence. What are you coming with? You are coming with thanksgiving. You are coming with praise. You are coming with worship. Enter His gate with thanksgiving. Enter His court with praise. Be thankful to Him. Somebody thankful. Is somebody be thankful there? Be thankful to God. Be thankful to God. Be thankful to your maker. Be thankful to the God that has saved you, your Savior, your Redeemer, the restorer of life, the restorer of lost glory, the restorer of solid destiny, the restorer, the restorer, the restorer. What do you say to the restorer this morning? You say, thank you, Lord. You say, thank you, Jesus. You say, thank you, my maker. Open your mouth and bless God. Open your mouth and praise God. Worship the name of the Lord. Worship the name of the Lord. Give glory to Him. Give glory to Him. God is mighty. God is merciful. God is kind. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Those boys, those guests that are worshiping God, that are thanking God, in Jesus' name, we have prayed. Let me show you a scripture. Because this morning, great things will happen again. I said, great thing will happen again. In your life, it will happen. In this stadium, it's happening again. Deuteronomy chapter 23, I read from verse 14. Deuteronomy chapter 23, verse 14. Bible says, for the Lord thy God, look at those words that we use now. Walketh in the midst of the camp to deliver thee. We are going to open our mouths. We are going to invite the presence of God again. In this place, you will welcome God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. Open your mouth and say, God, you are welcome again this morning. We have an appointment with heaven. We have an appointment with God. God, we thank you. God, we welcome you. God, we welcome you. Welcome to God where you are there. Welcome God to that place where you are. To that place where you are sitting down. Say, God, I welcome you. The word of God cannot tell us lie. The Bible says, the Lord thy God, the Lord thy Savior, the Lord has been working with us since Friday. The Lord has been saving us. The Lord that has been delivering us. The Lord thy God walketh in the midst of the camp. God is here. Welcome God afresh this morning. Welcome God afresh this morning. Welcome the Holy Ghost afresh this morning. Welcome God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. You are welcome in the name of Jesus. We welcome you, God. Welcome you, our Father. Our Savior, we welcome you. We welcome the Holy Ghost in our midst this morning. In the name of the Lord, we welcome God. We welcome Jesus. We welcome our helper. We welcome our redeemer. We welcome our Savior. We welcome the Holy Spirit. Welcome the Holy Spirit. Welcome the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Say another amen. The deliverer doesn't change. Our Savior does not change. Jesus, the same yesterday, today, and forever. I read that place again. The Lord, for the Lord thy God, walketh in the midst of the camp. Number one, to deliver you. This morning, deliverance from sin. I said, deliverance from sin. Deliverance from Satan. Deliverance from sickness. Deliverance from the prison of the wicked one. Open your mouth and tell the Lord this morning, God, I am ready for you again. I am ready for deliverance again. Deliverance from sin. If you have been coming for this program and you are here to surrender your life to Jesus, you are still under the captivity of sin. You cry this morning and pray and say, God that is working at me, deliver me this morning. Deliver me from the power and the shackles this morning. Deliver me this morning. Open your mouth and pray. You pray, oh God, let there be deliverance this morning. Deliverance from sin. Deliverance from the captivity of the wicked one. Oh Lord, let there be deliverance from sin this morning. And the consequences of sin. Lift up your voice and pray that the power of God, the power to deliver, the power to set free. Oh, you understand? And you know, religion does not save. Religion does not just set you free. It is the power of God, the power of the word of God, that set free, that bring deliverance. Open your mouth and pray. And say, God, that is working in the camp of his people, in the midst of the camp of his people. Let there be deliverance again this morning. Deliverance from sin. In Jesus' name we pray. God, we confirm that in our midst, in the name of Jesus. I cannot hear your amen very well. You are going to pray. You know, if you come to this kind of program that we are running up today and you are just walking about, you don't pray, you don't know taking the word of God, and you are just walking about for sightseeing, What are you going to show forth when you get back home? But something is happening now. I say something is happening to you now. You are going to pray. Every destiny that has been locked in the prison of the devil, this mother, destiny, be free in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. The deliverer will set you free. The deliverer will set destiny free. There are destinies in the prison of the devil. There are destinies that devil has locked. You pray this morning. I say, God, my destiny is free. My destiny is liberated. In the name of the Lord, are you praying like that? My destiny is set free. I must live a fulfiller. There must be fulfillment in my life. This program cannot be closed where your destiny is yet to be freed. When your destiny is yet to be liberated, open your mouth wherever you are now and say, God, let there be deliverance for my destiny. Deliverance from the power of darkness. Set my destiny free, oh God. Set me free, oh God. Set me free, oh God. There's a glorious destiny. But your destiny is hidden and locked up in the prison of the enemy. How you fulfill destiny? Open your mouth and pray. And say, God, I am free this morning. I am set free this morning. The deliverance must come to me this morning. My destiny must be free. My life must be free. I must be free. In the name of Jesus, the power of God will set you free. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. You pray, seeking God's face, asking God, this money is my money. My money of deliverance. My money of freedom. Money that God is setting my life free. Set my destiny free. In the name of the Lord. You are praying to God. You are praying to God. Only prayer does that. Only God does that in our lives. When we pray to Him, when we call upon Him, He answers our prayers. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. I said, in Jesus' name, we have prayed. People that are praying, say amen. Acts chapter 12, verse 5. Acts chapter 12, verse 5. Peter, he has a name. Peter, he has an identity. Peter, therefore, was kept in prison. But prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. For him. Everyone say, for me. Say, for me. And eventually, because of our time, look at verse 8. And the angel said unto him, guard thyself and burn all thy sandals. And so he did. And he said unto him, guard thy garment about thee. Guard thy garment about thee. And follow me. Peter was delivered. Every Peter in the prison of the devil this morning, you are delivered. I said you are delivered. Every one of us, you rise up on your feet, you are going to pray. Every Peter that is still in prison now, oh God, this morning, say them free in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Some Peters are still there. Some Peters are still roaming about. Some Peters are yet to hear the voice of God. Some Peters have been kept by the power of darkness. In the prison of sin, prison of sickness, prison of satanic attack. You pray. Let there be liberation this morning. Let there be liberation this morning. Let there be liberation this morning. Lift up your voice and pray. Lift up your voice and pray. Every Peter. That girl may be a Peter. You know that girl. You may not know that girl. Open your mouth. You know that boy. May not know that boy. But there's an assurance from the word of God this morning. Peter was set free. Every Peter on this stadium in the prison of the devil, yet to live a fulfilled life. Liberation this morning. Deliverance this morning. Liberty this morning. Freedom this morning. Open your mouth and pray. As I'm coming in, you are getting settled on your seat and you are praying. And you are talking to God. And you are lifting up your voice and you are praying this day. It's my day. It's my day. Today, the final day of this global youth convocation. Oh God, I must not leave this place without my miracle in my life. Without your plan for my life. The morning session has started already. We have started with prayer. Open your mouth and pray. Oh God, I am here this morning. Oh God, I am here this morning. I need your touch in my life. I need your grace upon my life. I need deliverance in my life. In the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and pray. Peter was kept in prison. But there was prayer. Prayer was said. Prayer was raised. And that prayer, by the word of God, that prayer, by faith, set Peter free. Every Peter here, you are free. Every Peter in the prison of the devil, you are set loose. In the name of the Lord, open your mouth and pray. Destinies in the prison of mediocrity, personalities in the prison of mediocrity, there's freedom in the name of Jesus. Oh, don't forget, it is transformation. Transformation to lead. Transformation to lead. You are transformed. You are going to lead. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Bible says, I will make the places round about them a blessing. There shall be showers of. I can hear you. There shall be showers of what? You are going to pray this morning all over the stadium. Showers of blessing. Showers of blessing. Showers of blessing. Open your mouth and pray that prayer this day. Let there be showers of blessing. Let there be showers of blessing. Showers of blessing we need. Showers of blessing I need. You tell God what you need. If you need drops, in fact, God takes more than drops for you. He has more than drops for you. He has rain for you. He has rain for me. Showers of blessing for everybody. Lift up your voice. And pray, say, God, let there be showers. Let there be showers. Showers of blessing this morning. Showers of victory this morning. Showers of power this morning. Showers of joy this morning. Joy everywhere. Joy of salvation. Joy everywhere. Joy of deliverance. Joy everywhere. Joy of fulfillment. No more mediocrity. Joy of fulfillment, joy of excellence, joy of transformation. Oh, when you are transformed, joy will fill your heart. Open your mouth and pray and say, God, I want to have that joy of transformation in my life. Let there be transformation. Let there be joy that follows transformation in my life as I will live in this place today. And I've been going to my various schools, campuses, communities, anybody that sees you, anybody that has an encounter with you, after this program, we see joy. Joy on your face. Joy on your life. Joy. Joy. Thank God for people that are praying. Thank God for those women that are praying. Thank God for those men that are praying. Thank God for those women that are praying. Pray. Pray for fulfillment. Pray for joy. Pray for joy. Joy that follows transformation. That follows salvation. That follows deliverance. Open your mouth. I have joy today. I possess joy today. Joy in the Lord. Joy in Christ. Joy of fulfillment. Joy of transformation. Open your mouth and pray. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Your amen is small. In Jesus' name, we pray. You know, today, you are leaving this place. But as you are leaving this place, you are unstoppable. Somebody says, I am unstoppable. Those things that have been stopping before, they cannot stop you again. Say amen. You declare right now, as I go out of this place, after this program today, I am unstoppable. Open your mouth and declare. I am unstoppable. I am unstoppable. In Jesus' name we pray. Transform you, say amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for this money. We appreciate you for the abundance of blessings, bundles of testimonies, great deeds you have done in our midst, and you are still going to do today. We are praying, oh God, receive our thanks in Jesus' name. Thank you for all the ministers and our biggest daddy. We appreciate your name. We have gathered again today, and all we are saying, God, according to your word, the Lord our God, the Lord our God, walketh in the midst of our camp to deliver us. Lord, this day we pray, let your men deliver us from sin, from Satan, from sickness, from the shackles of the enemy. Jesus, every destiny that be locked up, Lord, we pray, let them be freed up this morning. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we pray.
Rise from the inside. No song, no moon, for the Lamb of God is light. It's good to know Thank you. worship God for what he has done. For all the days of this program, God has been faithful to us. God has healed us. He has restored us. He has delivered us. He has transformed our lives.
Above all, 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 above all Thank you. Transformed youths, praise the Lord. Impact. Impact. You will arise and lead your generation in the name of Jesus. I welcome you all to the grand finale of this global youth convocation, Impact, Transform to Lead. I pray as you go out there, you will be the leaders of today and tomorrow in Jesus' name. It has been an amazing time since we started last Friday. We have been learning, we have been growing, we have been unlearning. And this has been a rallying point for development of our capacity to go out there and fulfill the scriptures that says, ye are the light of the world. A city that is set upon the hill cannot be hid. And I charge you that as we close this meeting today, you make up your mind that as you go out there, your light will shine forth. The nations will come to your rising, and the name of God will be glorified through you in Jesus' name. We're going to remain standing as we take our congregational hymn. In Christ alone. In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, fend through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are still, when striving cease. My comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand. In Christ alone, who took on flesh, fullness of God in helpless babe, this gift of love and righteousness scorned by the ones he came to save. Till on the cross as Jesus died, the wrath of God was satisfied, for every sin on him was laid. Here in the death of Christ I live. There in the ground his body lay. Light of the world by darkness slain, then bursting forth in glorious day, up from the grave he rose again. And as he stands in victory, since cause has lost his grip on me, for I am his and he is mine, bought with the precious blood of Christ. No guilt in life, no fear in death. This is the power of Christ in me, from life's first cry to final breath. Jesus commands my destiny. No power of hell, no scheme of man can ever pluck me from his hand, till he returns or calls me home. Here in the power of Christ, I'll stand. Be seated. One of the major thrusts of the Global Youth Convocation and the Impact Academy series is the discovery and unleashing of potentials of young people for global relevance. You know, on Saturday, we had an event, Champ Speech, where two people came to pitch their ideas and what they are currently working on. And we told you that the essence of that session is to help them take out the idea to the world and open them up for opportunity. I have a breaking news for you. We have people who have reached out and are interested on supporting AKJ Designs to scale her business. Is that how you clap for her? And my charge to you is to keep walking. If you have not started walking, start walking. Your traction is what will position you for opportunities. Today we have some special variety session, and the first variety session is called Just 1 Minute. The modalities for this is that the participants are going to choose a number between 1 and 10, between 1 and 5, and then they will be asked questions, and in 1 minute they will respond to that question. Okay, we have 8 questions here. Between 1 and 8, choose a number between 1 and 8. Abiri Refuge, will you choose a number?
Number 4.
Number 4. Okay, in just 1 minute, minute, tell us what you understand by Trinity. The time starts now.
Trinity can be defined as God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. It's a combination of God, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The Holy Trinity is God the Head, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. It is in the Bible, and we know Trinity as a group of three persons, and Trinity can be defined as God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit.
All right, thank you. You can be seated. The Trinity is God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, all working as one. Okay, now, Idowu Victoria, pick a number.
Number five.
Speak to us about drug abuse.
Okay, hello everyone. My name is Idowu Victoria. Today I'm talking about drug abuse. What does drug abuse mean? It is the use of drug in an illicit manner, overtaking of drugs. And so many youths are found, you know, they are into drug abuse one way or the other. And how did they find themselves doing this? Through drug addiction. Some of them because of peer pressure, because they want to feel among, because they want to look good, because they want to like feel among. Because they want to feel among, so basically they go into drug abuse, and some people used to say that it makes them feel high, it makes them brilliant, it makes them look like, it makes them excellent. If they want to assimilate more, they go into drug abuse so that they can be able to master everything they have been taught in class, and this way they are addicted. And at the end of the day, when they are using the drug abuse, they can run mad. Sometimes they later lose the sense of the use of their memory and all of that. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you. Put your hands together for her. Next, Ogunda for Dorcas. Pick a number from number what?
Number three.
Tell us in 1 minute what you know about Nigeria. Your time starts ticking.
Hello, everyone. My name is Ogunda for Dorcas, and I'm here to talk to you about Nigeria. Nigeria is a country in which we all live in, obviously. Nigeria is located in West Africa. It's a country in which it has a lot of resources like crude oil, coal, and lots more. Nigeria, it has a flag, green, white, and green. The white in the flag stands for peace, while the green stands for its abundance natural resources. The two horses there stands for, its unity, its dignity. The current president of Nigeria is President Muhammadu Buhari. And the name of the vice president is Yemi Osinbajo. Nigeria is actually a great country in which we have great leaders. So, I guess I'll be done with my speech. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Put your hands together for her. And as she's ending, Big Daddy just stepped in. You're welcome, Daddy. Mommy, you're also welcome. Thank you for being with us. God bless you. All right, we'll go to the next round of questions. At BOA Refuge, pick a number.
Number seven.
Tell us in 1 minute what you know about social media.
Social media. What is social media? Social media can be defined as a platform where people communicate all over the world, where people research for information, where people get information and the likes. Now, social media is related to technology. And what is technology? Technology can be defined as the use of devices to make us research for information, to make our work easier, faster, and better. Different examples of social media, we have the internet, we have the Facebook, we have the WhatsApp, we have the Instagram, and the likes. We have people who have contributed to social media. We have people like Mark Zuckerberg. We have a lot of people that have contributed to everything we do on social media. Thank you.
All right, put your hands together for her. Okay, so we have a new joiner to the participants. Can you introduce yourself to the house?
My name is Abiodun Daniel.
Abiodun Daniel. Can you pick a number? Pick a number.
Number five.
Okay, five has been taken.
Number three.
Okay, three has been taken. You have number six. You have number nine. You have number 10. We have two more questions.
Number six.
Number six. Tell us something about excellence in 1 minute.
Excellence can be defined as an act of being able to do something in a special way that it gives you the ability to do something in a way that it will pass more than it's an ability to do something more than what others can do. It's an ability to be able to do something in an exceptional way. It gives you the ability to be able to do something that no one, that people would not be wondering, people would be amazed that wow, that this guy, it is a quality of intelligence and brilliance. Thank you.
Thank you. It is being extraordinary. Put your hands together for our participants as we round up the session and take the next variety. Please put your hands together for them. You can go off stage now, our participants. Quickly, we're going to take another variety. And this session is called a demo day. You remember I told you that one of our main focus about the Impact Program is to develop, discover, explore the potential of young people for the furtherance of the gospel and for the growth of our community and of our world. We have two people here who have a digital solution that can help gospel evangelization and branding. And so right here we have Okwese Isaiah and Ijiwade James Oluwafemi, who are here to present to us their ideas on a digital solution that they have come up with that will help with gospel evangelization and branding. I call on Okwese Isaiah to get started. You have 3 minutes to get this done.
First of all, I'd like to say that God has a burden, and his burden is you. So that's what has actually led me to come up with this. So I designed a forum for people to be able to create an avenue where people can communicate in an anonymous manner. Such people that have things like people that go through things like bullying and depression and sexual molestation and so many other things like that. So firstly, the first thing I would like to share with you is the blog aspect. And on the function of the blog aspect is to create content that will actually feed the people that are going through different kind of situations in their lives, the things that meet their problems. The first thing you have to do is to sign up for the forum, which is create an account. Now, actually note that this is something that can be done anonymously. The forum that you can actually post anonymously so that people won't, you know, identify you with your problem, in quote. And then we have moderators as well. So when you sign up, you are given a dashboard where you are able to interact with the people that are around in the community. Then I think on the slide three, I have a chat, a forum where someone actually posted and said, I feel the world is going to end each time I have to go through this experience. I've constantly stripped of my dignity, but always lacked the courage to speak up about it. Can you help me? So this is someone who posted anonymously, and then someone by the name Isaiah replies, life is full of troubles. Then we have a moderator with the tag moderator underneath it. He says, you're not alone in your situation. You should not give up. You should not keep things like this to yourself. You ought to speak out to be free. It's wonderful that you have reached out. I will send you a private message. So that's what the moderators actually do. And then we also have groups where people can actually communicate, people in the same niche, people that have the same ideas, people like spoken words and the likes, artists and so many things like that, where they can come together to actually further their talent. That'll be all. Thank you very much.
All right, put your hands together for him. His idea will allow people to onboarding their challenge, allows people who are able to help them to interact with them and help them to be better people. Put your hands once again together for Ekwesi Isaiah. Next, we have Ijiwade James Oluwafemi. You can rise up and present your idea now.
Good morning, everyone. My name is James Ijiwade Oluwafemi, and I'm making a presentation on a website that will help connect mentees to mentors. This idea was born after several impact programs, and I discovered that a lot of people have questions that need answers. And then these answers are left unanswered. So I decided to come up with a platform that will help connect mentees to mentors. So irrespective of your background, irrespective of where you're coming from, you can have access to people who are very knowledgeable in your field. So that is what my website, the website is going to solve. And the name of the website is called Impact, because it's a product of Impact. Now, on the website, you have a sign-up page. Now, this sign-up, when you sign up on the website, you have an option to choose as a mentor, to sign up as a mentor or as a mentee. Now, when you sign up as a mentor, we want to assure you that the mentors on the platform will be verified, such that we're going to get, we plan starting with like 1,000 mentors who will be Bible-believing people, such that they can mentor you very well in the fear of God. Apart from just teaching you the secular aspect of things, they can also teach you and train you in the as it relates to the Bible. So we plan to get 1,000 mentors, maybe from 20 volunteer mentors from 50 countries where Deeper Life is represented, or 50 mentors from 20 countries where Deeper Life is represented. That's where we can get 1,000 mentors to start with. And then if we as youths, as a global congregation, we sign up on this platform, we can in no doubt get up to 50,000 sign-ups. And if each of these members are assigned to, if we have 50 mentors, 50 mentees assigned to a mentor, then these mentors can train these people based on their areas of interest. So on the platform, you can sign up, you can choose an option that you're interested in. And then when you choose that option, you can be sure that everything you will see on your dashboard will be things related to your area of interest. So it's going to be a streamlined platform. It won't be like other social media platforms where you sign up and then you start seeing different things from different aspects. So when you sign up, you have your dashboard, you can send requests to a mentor as a mentee. You have questions, you can send requests to them. They can check your profile to see if you are actually in line with their areas, and then they can accept, or they can either accept or reject you. And as a mentor also, you can also view the profile of people who are sending requests for mentorship. Now, we also have a message box on the platform, such that you can send messages to your mentors, and you can receive messages from your mentors, personal messages. And then there's a wall where you can make posts and you can read posts of people who are under that same category. So on how it's going to help in global evangelization, on gospel evangelization, we know very well, we all understand the power of influence. So that is going to be the backbone of that aspect. Like, a mentor has so much influence on his mentees. So imagine you are a mentor to someone, and then you are training the person, teaching the person all he or she needs to do and know. When eventually you bring an idea to that person, you tell the person about Jesus Christ, the person will be very much interested to accept. So that is what we want to bring in, and that is why we are making sure that the mentors, the people who will be boarding as mentors, with people who are verified and approved by the church. Thank you.
Put your hands together for him. Put your hands together for these global influencers out of Ibadan to the world. Thank you so much. God bless you. So watch out for the deployment of these solutions for the expansion of the kingdom of God and for your development as young people. You may step up the stage now. Thank you. Put your hands together for them once again. Now we are going into the next session, the Excellencia session, and the title of this session is Taking Charge. And right here to take this session is Dr. Samuel Olutuache, who holds a PhD in management with a specialization in entrepreneurship. He's currently a member of the PhD board of the Department of Business Administration of the University of Jos, Nigeria. He has published works in peer-reviewed journals to his credit. His research experience includes socioeconomic data to determine Nigeria's poverty level for UNDP. He has also served on various research projects, for example, in Cape Town and in Germany. And put your hands together at this time as we welcome Dr. Samuel Olutuache.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. If you can ever hear me, can you say praise the Lord? Shout the loudest, loudest hallelujah this morning. All right, let's do it this way. On this side, to my right, can you shout the great, great hallelujah to Jesus? All right, to my front, a great hallelujah. The people on my left should be very awake. Are you ready to shout it louder, louder, loudest hallelujah? And everybody together, can we jump on our feet and shout hallelujah to the King of Kings? Are you ready to go? Jump on your feet. One, two, go. Amen. You are welcome. Please have your seat. I want to give praise to God for the opportunity to be here this morning and a special appreciation to our biggest daddy. God bless you, sir. Thank you very much. So this morning we'll be looking at the topic, take charge. Everybody say take charge. Shout it if you are taking charge this morning. Say it like somebody who is in charge. Taking charge means having control. It also means having dominion. There are many things that will stand your way as a young person as you attempt to climb the ladder of success. You want to climb higher in life. Many things in the world, the forces behind the world, will stand against you. But never mind, having been here for 4 days and you have had an encounter with God, there is a stamp of authority over your life that anywhere you go, you will take charge. That's why the Bible says in the book of Matthew chapter 11 verse 12 that right from the days of John the Baptist, the kingdom of God, the citizens of the kingdom suffer what? Violence. Force. But only the violent will take it by, will take the kingdom. And so, God is teaching us this morning that as you step out of this place, whether you are here in the, at the Alpha location or wherever you are connected, as you step out of this program, there is a stamp of authority over your life. And every force against your success, you are going to take charge over them. Shout a better amen. I say you are going to take charge over them. Now I'm going to be sharing with you the things you must take charge over. And how you're going to take charge over them. And I'm using the word charge. Can we spell the word charge? Number one. And then. And then. And then. Come on, I can't hear the people on this side. And then. And then. Charge. Everybody say charge. The first thing you need to take charge over is your character. You may have all the potentials, all the talents, all the gifts, all the connections, and all the resources. If you do not take charge over your character, you will amount to nothing. Character is important. In fact, character is almost everything. You may have someone who is very gifted and talented, but because he has bad character, people are not willing to work with him. And that man may not succeed. He may not reach his full potentials. And there are many things in our world today that may want to destroy your character, which is why you must take charge. Everybody say, take charge. I will take charge over my character. Let me give you this quotation by Billy Graham. He says, when wealth is lost, nothing is lost. When health is lost, something is lost. But when character is lost, all is lost. You will not lose your character. I say you will not lose your character, your godly character, your graceful character, and your winsome character. And you will succeed in Jesus' name. Give me a better amen. And then the next one is what? Tell me on this side. The next one is what? H. Thank you very much. H stands for your heart. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 4 verse 23. Guard your heart with what? Tell me out loud. Guard your heart with what? All diligence. Let me tell you this. The man who fails to take charge over his heart has prepared to fail in life. Because the Bible says, out of this heart that you have failed to guard, to take charge over, are the issues of life. Success is an issue of life. Failure is an issue of life. Defeat is an issue of life. And conquest, dominion, is an issue of life. So this is what happens. Success begins from the heart. So likewise, failure. Defeat starts and ends in the heart. And so is conquest. And so I want to tell you this morning. You want to succeed in life. You want to conquer and have dominion. Then you must take charge over my heart. Somebody look at your neighbor and say, take charge over your heart. Now turn to yourself and say, I will take charge over my heart. And the Lord will help you in Jesus' name. Now the next one is what? Tell me out loud. And that stands for attitude. A lot God has deposited in your life in the last 3 days. And then you are so motivated, you are ready to go out and begin to put to use your talent, your gift, your potentials. And you are so ready to walk. And let me warn you, the moment you step out here and you begin to walk, and God begins to bless you with a measure of success, watch out. There will be envy. There will be hatred. There will be opposition. And then there will be a lot of problems coming your way. And they say, but they didn't tell us this aspect of it. And then you are now beginning to withdraw. And you are making up your mind, I will bury my talent. If this is what is causing me the problem, let me bury the talent and go and rest. At least I will be free from problem. That is a negative attitude. But God wants you to have an attitude, a positive attitude this morning. And so as this opposition comes your way, challenges comes your way, because of the success you are beginning to record, God wants you to have a positive attitude, to take charge over all those things so that you can develop and nurture and exhibit a positive attitude that will give you energy, that will drive hope and spark creativity in you. And then you are going to continually make progress. Somebody say, I will make progress. Say that to yourself, I will make progress. But when you allow negative attitude, it will drain you. You will fall into despondency. Even when you have all the resources around you, you'll be clueless. You don't even know what to do with it. And then, of course, you will end up unproductive. Now, let me share this with you. There is this figure, 9, and another figure, 6. They look very alike, right? Figure 9 and figure 6, which one is greater? Can you tell me? 9 is greater in value. 9 is greater than 6. 9,000 greater than 6,000. 9 million greater than 6 million. 9 billion, 10 billion, and sorry, 9 trillion, and so on and so forth, bigger than whatever it is that begins with 6. Now, let me tell you. With a positive attitude, you will read 9 as 9. And even when it is written as 6, a positive attitude will turn it the other way and it becomes 9. But with a negative attitude, even when God has written a greater value, 9, about your life, negative attitude will turn it the other way around. It becomes 6. Let me tell you this. Negative attitude will do one thing to your life: diminish the value God has placed on you as young people. That's why Paul wrote to Timothy, let no man do what? Come on, say that loud. Let no man do what? Yes. Take charge over your attitude. The next one is what? I cannot hear you on my left. On my left now. Are you awake? And that R stands for relationships. Let me tell you a story. You remember the story of Jonah? Jonah was a prophet. You can also call him an evangelist. In fact, a missionary. But one day, some people were traveling in a ship, and they accommodated Jonah on their ship, not knowing that he was a prodigal prophet. And it was not long, storm came. And then they did everything to save the ship. And they were almost going to lose their substances and even their lives, until they discovered that Jonah was the problem. What did they do? Tell me. They threw him aboard. They threw him overboard and said, we need to get rid of the prodigal prophet from our ship. And what happened immediately? The Bible says that immediately there was peace, and they sailed safely to their destination. Listen, young people, you must take charge over your relationships. Be careful, be very discerning of who you admit into your ship of destiny. Because if you admit a prodigal Jonah into your ship of destiny, you are only calling for storms. And there is only one thing you are going to do with that. Get rid of every prodigal Jonah from your ship. It may be in the form of mentorship, friendship, relationship, as in boy and girl, or even companionship. You must get rid of every prodigal Jonah that will cause problems for you as you sail to destiny. The Lord will help you. I cannot hear an amen. I cannot hear an amen in this stadium. And then the next one is what? G. And that stands for goals and gifts. When you talk about goals, you talk about dream. And as I think about dream, I think of one man. Tell me his name. What is that man that dreamed? Joseph. Joseph had dream. But you know what I noticed about Joseph? From the time he started dreaming, his problem started. Envy came. Jealousy came, persecution came, his brothers hated him. From the time he started dreaming, and the dream he kept carrying on the dream, he was hated, he was thrown into the pit. And after that, and even before he was thrown into the pit, I also noticed that Joseph was already a man without a mother in his life. He has lost his mother. And at a point came in his life, he was also painfully severed from his father. So he became like an orphan. That's another problem for him because of his dream. And then he went on, he became a slave. And then he was in the Potiphar's house. And then a little relief, Satan said, no, that's too much. And then another problem came. He ended up in the prison. And then on and on and on. But do you know what I noticed about Joseph? Joseph was a man that knows how to take charge over his goals. He said, none of these things will move me. None of them. No. None of these problems will move me. None of these obstacles will move me. I am in charge. Somebody tell yourself, I'm in charge. This is the way I'm doing it. When you're in charge, how do you do it? Do you do like this? I'm in charge. I'm in charge. Is that how you do it? I'm in charge. I'm in charge. Is that how you do it? I am in charge. With your shoulders squared up, I am the man to charge. And he said, none of these obstacles is going to stop me. I will reach my goal. Somebody tell yourself, I will reach my goal. Say it again. Another thing, I noticed something about Joseph. Joseph had gifts. One of his gifts was ability to interpret dreams. And let me talk to you young people. Listen to me closely. You see, many of you have a lot of gifts, but you're not in charge of your gifts. Satan will come to you. Can we trade that gift? You are singing well. God has given you gift to sing. You say, no. How can you lock up yourself in the church? And then how you're going to reach the world? And then Satan, can we trade that gift? Like Satan was telling Jesus, can you just bow to me and I'll give you everything? And then they lose control of their gift because they want to have fame, popularity, money, and mundane things of life. And then they lose out. So let nothing drift you from your goal and never allow your gift to profit Satan. Only God and humanity. The Lord will help you. Say that amen to yourself. The last thing I'm going to tell you about is what? Huh? If you are still awake. Correct. And that stands for emotions. A lot of destinies have been buried under emotion. There is a grave site called emotions. A lot of great potentials have been buried under it. Think about Samson. You know, Jesus told us, remember who? Lot's wife. The Holy Spirit is telling young people today, remember Samson. Samson was a man full of energy, power, hope, potentials, promises. But everything was buried because of emotions. And our biggest daddy in the house once said, emotion is what? Emotion is stronger than knowledge. And so, God is teaching you this morning that you must take charge of your character. You must take charge over your heart. You must take charge over your attitude, your relationships, and of course, your goals and your gifts. And then last but not the least, your emotions. Let me close with this. As you take charge, then God begins to put you in charge. Did you get that? It is when you begin to take charge that God begins to put you in charge. In charge of that ministry. In charge of that organization. In charge of that industry. In charge of that state, that province. And then you become governors. Amen. God can only put you in charge as governor when you have taken charge of your emotions. And then he puts you in charge of that nation. Everybody say, I'll be in charge. I will be in charge. And God will put me in charge. This is a prophetic proclamation over your life. You will be in charge. To my right, you will be in charge. In my front, you will be in charge. To my left, are you ready? I say you will be in charge. Everybody together on the social media, you will be in charge. God bless you.
You can clap. Okay, now we are going to be taking questions. If you have any question from this teaching, you can please come forward to ask your question. For those online, slido.com, and then use the number 266-5604. Anybody with a question in the Alpha location here? Okay, can we have the first question?
Good morning, sir. Thank you for that wonderful seminar. Sir, my question is about dreams. I heard that sometimes the dreams you have in the first instance are actually real and not as realistic as you might see it in the future. So what can you do to make your dream more realistic in the future? And then there are written goals or dreams that you've written down, and then they are not as realistic, or you see, how do you start in the first instance to start up with your dreams? Thank you.
Okay, let's take one more question from here.
Good morning, sir. Sir, you talked about a prodigal Jonah in your ship. How do you identify a prodigal Jonah to be able to toss the person out? Thank you, sir.
Thank you for that question. Technical, can we have a question online? Okay. Bro Jerry Maiva is asking a question. Please, sir, how do we become relevant and take charge in an area where others are trying to suppress us or showing forth our potential? And then we'll take the second question as well that says, in achieving my goals, do I have to put all into my gift? So, speaker, you can take the questions. You'll be able to read the other ones from here. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much. Let me begin with the first and second questions. You have a dream, and your dream from the start is not quite clear. And then, of course, the further you go in journey of life, your dreams become clearer. And that is how God deals with us as humans. Let me use a classical example of Joseph. Joseph started with dreams. What kind of dream was he having? He was in the field, and then there were sheaves, and then all the sheaves fell down, and only his own stood. Another dream. There was sun, there was moon, and there were 11 stars. And then they were doing what? Bowing to him. If I had a chance to come near Joseph, Joseph, what was going on your mind? But we have an idea of what was going on his mind. Because his father told him, he said, so are you saying that myself, your mother, and your brothers will come and bow before you? You see, that was the picture of the dream at that time. Fast forward 13 years later, 20 years later, it was not only a microscopic family member thing that was bowing down to Joseph. Joseph was in charge of the world power economy that time. So this is what I will say to you. Begin with having dream inspired by God, and then follow on in every step of the way as God will lead you. The further you traveled, the clearer the dream will become. Let me give you a practical example of our biggest daddy in the house. I remember him once telling the story that back then, when he was an undergraduate student, like some of you here, at the University of Ibadan, he will go somewhere and will be reading the Pilgrim's Progress. And then God will be sharing a lot of things with him and be giving him vision and revelation of what will come years to come. And then on one of those days, he saw himself standing before multitude of people. But he said something that at that time, he could barely stand before even 10 people. But over the years, the dream has become bigger and bigger. And there is no limit to the dream until God helps you. That's the first question. The second question, how do you identify prodigal Jonah. You know, Jonah in our case was a prophet. So there could be prodigal prophets or pastors or mentors. Like Joseph had a prodigal or grandmadam. Do you remember that? There was a prodigal boss in the office of Joseph. You will know, because the Bible says, by their fruits, you shall know them. And of course, with the spirit of discernment, you know who to admit into your sheep. Somebody you can divert your life to and say, this is the area God is leading me. I need guidance. And the person will help you to sail safely to your destination. I hope I've been able to help you with that. With the truth of God in you and the spirit of truth and spirit of discernment, you will be able to know who to admit and who not to admit. Can I see the questions from the social media? Okay. Okay. How do I become relevant and take charge in area where others are trying to suppress me, showing forth my potential? This is like the story of Joseph, right? By taking charge. You don't need to take charge by way of struggle. You don't struggle to take charge. Listen to what I said as I closed that seminar. It is as you begin to take charge of your emotions. It is as you begin to take charge of your attitude that God himself will put you where? In charge. So never mind. Somebody may suppress you. One way or the other, we have all faced that. Is that not so? Whether at home, in the office, or wherever. You may have suffered that. But just keep being in charge. Be building up your character. The essence of the man. That is another question. Then begin to work on your attitude. That is your opinion about life. They are telling you you will not make it. But there's an attitude in you that says, I will make it. And then you are working on that. Our first speaker in this series said that there was this aunt of his that will always greet him, stupid boy. When he say, good morning, ma, what will he say? Good morning, stupid boy. Any stupid boy here? Nobody. But you see, that thing was almost going to affect him until one day the word of God came. And then you put that word into use. That is one of the things you need to do. And then he went back to the aunt and they said, good morning, ma. He said, good morning, stupid boy. I am not stupid. Tell me, in Jesus. And then, that is the attitude. He was cultivating that attitude. So, as you do this, the Lord himself, in his own wisdom, will put you in charge. Thank you and God bless you.
Put your hands together once again. Say to yourself, I will take charge. I will take charge. Now we have a music variety.
Words shall not fail.
The word of the Lord says, arise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. So I say to you today that you are surely arising to the top in Jesus' name.
It's my one desire, Lord. Let your Holy Spirit fall on me and take me to the top. That is where I belong.
Yeah.
impact, transform to lead. You know, for these days that we've been here, our big mommy, Mommy Esther Kumuyi, has been with us. Would you want to hear her say something to you? Please welcome Mommy Esther Kumuyi.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you, sir, for the opportunity. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I am so excited to be before you this morning. I am so happy to be a part of this youth convocation. It has been wonderful. It has been so... Please sit down. It's been wonderful. It's been so inspiring. I mean, I have gained so much. And if I have, I know that you all have as well in Jesus' name. My young ones, youths of this generation who have had the privilege of going through these past days, and this morning has been wonderful as well. I want to appeal to you. Let not all that you have got end up here. Many of you have taken down notes. Please go back to your notes. Some of you have recorded, and on the social media, you can always go back to all that you have been taught, all you've been inspired with. Remember that even our Lord Jesus Christ said, it's not only the hearers, but those that do those things that he has taught us. So I appeal to you so much has been imparted unto us. Make use of them. And the sky is just the beginning. It's not your limit. In Jesus' mighty name. Permit me to quickly share with you. In fact, the choir this morning, they took it out of my mouth, but I'll still go back on it. I want you to please open, God bless you. I want you to please open with me to Isaiah chapter 60. Isaiah chapter 60. Verse 1 there says, arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. I want you to personalize it and say, I will arise. I will shine. For my light is come. For my light is come. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon me. Do you believe it? So arise. Shine. Your light has come. The glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Let the world see it. As you go out, let the world see it. And you will never be the same again in Jesus' name. So much has been said, even this morning. And our biggest daddy is still coming with more. Be prepared. God has a lot more for you in Jesus' mighty name. And in verse 22 of that chapter, it says, a little one shall become a thousand. And a small one, a strong nation.
Read the last part with me. The Lord will do it. You remember that you are the youth of this generation. Shine. 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 Tell me, I will shine. I will shine. You will shine in Jesus' name. Those that have not heard of you will hear of you. No position is too high for you. God will take you there. You will succeed. You will shine in Jesus' mighty name. God bless you.
Can you clap better than that? Thank you, Mommy. We appreciate you. And now it's time for the final dose of the transformational pill. And so at this time, I'll be bringing up our father, our mentor, our leader, our instructor, our biggest daddy, Pastor Dr. W.F. Kumuyi. Well,
amen. Are you there? I said amen. Thank you, Mommy Esther. Mommy Esther was talking to me. Praise the Lord. I am that youth. I am that youth. Now you think I am not a youth because you see my gray hair. But the youth is inside here. And that youth inside here is going to arise. What are you there? You will arise. I said you will arise. You will shine. The glory of the Lord is risen upon you. All your darkness of the past, everything is gone. And a small one, look at that, my boy there, that small one, my girl there, my daughter there, that small one, you'll become great in Jesus' name. And all the greatness we've been talking about, all the goodness we've been talking about, the Lord, make it to flow into your life in Jesus' name. And somebody shout again. Yeah. That amen will fulfill all the glory of the Lord in your life. Let's stop that time. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you at this time. You have come to lift us up. Every boy, every girl, every man, every woman. And Lord, I pray the glory of the Lord will shine into every life and through every life in Jesus' name. Fulfill your word. Fulfill the proclamation. Fulfill the prophecy. Fulfill the dream in every life in Jesus' name. Thank you because we know you have answered. In Jesus' name, we pray. God bless you. You can sit down. Today, as we come to the final conclusion, already the word came forth. And the word has come to you, even this morning, that you will take charge. And God will put you in charge. This morning, the amen of this morning must be higher, greater, louder than all the amens you have given from the beginning. Amen? In charge. I'm looking for her. in charge. I'm looking for him there in charge. The Lord has released your future, your destiny into your hand. Nobody will take that released future away from your hand in Jesus' name. Now, I've been going through A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T. But my life will not terminate at the point of T. And so your life will continue until U, V, W, X, Y, Z. And when your life reaches that height, you will be at the zenith. The zenith of your life. The peak of your life. The highest point of your life. And you will reach there in Jesus' name. Today, as I come to U, V, W, X, Y, Z, I'm talking to you on unique virtues and works exceeding youthful zeal. Anything you ever thought about in your youth, in your earlier years, the Lord is telling you, you will exceed. You will go beyond all that useful zeal. You start from here and you are going to get up there in Jesus' name. And look at 1 Samuel chapter 2. And I'm reading from verse 8. In 1 Samuel chapter 2 verse 8, it's telling us, and it says, He, the Almighty God, raiseth up the poor out of the dust, and out of the dunghill He raises us up, and He makes us now to be at par with the princes because of the uniqueness of God in our lives. He has come, and He tells you in this final hour, He says, though you were poor, impoverished, though you didn't have anything, though you begin at the zero level, you will get to the zenith in Jesus' name. Unique virtues and works exceeding useful zeal. Look at them, you. You tells us that we have unlimited, unsearchable unction uploaded by the upholder. Unlimited. That's what your life is now. That's what your path is now. You'll be unlimited in Jesus' name. It tells us in Ephesians chapter 3, reading from verse 8. Ephesians chapter 3 verse 8, unto me who am less than the least of all saints. You couldn't be less than that. Less than the least of all saints. And Paul the apostle realized what he was doing before, where he had been before, and all those bad things that he did before. He said, even to be saved, wonder of all wonders, even to be brought into the family of God, wonder of all wonders, I was less, and I'm still less than the least of all saints. Then it says, is this grace given, a gift, that I should preach, declare, proclaim among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. I want you to take a cue from that line up. See, look at Paul, look at Saul, the least of them all. And Peter had seen the Lord before he ever saw the Lord. John, James, and the others, they had interacted with the Lord before he ever came across Christ. He said, I am the least. And if you're the least, the Lord is lifting you up. And he's giving you unlimited, unsearchable unction, uploaded by the upholder. Christ is the upholder. That word, upload, upload. Have you experienced that? You have a tablet, and that tablet, you want to program on it an exciting program, uplifting a program, and the person is going to send the programs to you. He said, it's in the cloud. And from the cloud, you're going to download it to your system. And when you try to download it, the thing will not come. And so you look at your battery, and you say, the battery is down. And you see that the internet is not functioning because there is nothing to bring that message, that program in the cloud to your tablet. And so you plug it, and then you leave it for some time. And after leaving it for some time, you come back and you look at it, nothing has changed. You say, what? This socket is not working. You unplug it and you plug it here, and the battery, your battery is rising. I said, your battery is rising. You are charging that thing, and you are going to be so fully charged. And then you put all the, you know, pin number, password, and lo and behold, that program from the cloud will enter into your tablet. Am I talking to somebody far away there? What I'm telling you is, there is something sent from the cloud of glory. The power, the anointing, the achievement, the possibilities of life already sent to you. Check up in your tablet, check up in your heart, check up in your life. That uplifting program is already there now. If you cannot access it, check up your plugs and unplug from that dead socket that is not working, and plug your life to the lively, active socket, to the Lord, the Savior, and everything that has been uploaded for you in the clouds will come inside there. Amen. How does that happen? Already, Paul the Apostle said, me, the least of all, God has revealed, and God has given the unsearchable. I hear you, Apostle Paul. How will it happen to me? Number one, think of your uniqueness. Nobody else on earth has your fingerprints. Nobody on earth has your fingerprints. If you have a tablet, if you have a laptop, if you have a phone, and then instead of having numbers as the thing that will make you enter in, just put your fingerprint, and nobody else will be able to get into that tablet. Why? Your fingerprint is unique. Your life is unique. Your future is unique. Your calling is unique. Number one, understand your uniqueness. Number two, unplug your life from any dead socket that doesn't carry any power. You are associated to this. That relationship is dead. It's not even bringing up any light. There is no activation there. And you do everything. And when you plug your life, you plug your system, you plug the fire wire of your life. It's dead. It's not bringing anything. Unplug and remove it from there. Somebody has given you a gift. And the gift is there. But you say, look at my gift. Look at my gift. It's wrapped up. What do you do? Unwrap it. You have gift from God. Gift from heaven. Unwrap it. Unfold it. It is when you unwrap, you unfold. You say, look at this. Don't just look. Take it up. Use it. Use that gift. Use that thing the Lord sent to you from the clouds. And he says, you and you alone can make it useful. The first you, uniqueness, and the last you have given here, usefulness. Your unique gift will make you useful. My unique gift will make me talk will make me useful, and your usefulness will be unprecedented in Jesus' name. Now we have the V, which is virtues for valiant victors through his victory. You will not be a victim. I will not be a victim. You will not be a vacillating personality. It's here, it's there, and everywhere he goes, it just vacillates. He came here, he did nothing. It's gone there. It's doing nothing. It's going another place. Just vacillating, vacillating about and doing nothing. Where you are, you will be there and you'll bear fruit. The college you come from, the university you come from, the school you come from, the village you come from, the town you come from, the nation you come from, there you'll be useful. I will be useful. You see, there's no point. I tried this and I didn't stay there long enough to produce fruit. Then I get out of there, then I come there and just vacillating. Do you see the pendulum of that clock? Here, there, and it never goes beyond that limit. You'll go beyond every limit. How does that happen? Well, looking at 2 Peter chapter 1, reading from verse 3, according as his divine power, he has given to us all things. I'm wondering what that means. I see somebody wanting to write an essay. I see somebody wanting to write an article. I see somebody want to write a new career. I see somebody wanting to write a new thing that will make history in our world. And he has the pen in hand. He has the paper on the desk, on the table. And he's just doing like this. And I come to, I said, my son, my daughter, what are you waiting for? He said, I want to write. I said, start writing. He said, I'm looking for the letters I will use. I said, all the letters I've been giving to you. There's no other letter. A, B, C, D, until Z. That's all. And he has given us all the letters to write a new story. And to write a new life. And to write a new height. All the letters we need has been given. And so we're not just going to put our chin on our hand and saying, I'm waiting for another letter. I'm waiting for another alphabet. He has given us all. He has given me all. I said, he has given me all. Look at it. That's what it says. According as his divine power has given unto us. Look at it. All things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and to virtue. Then it says in verse 4, it says, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature. You are a partaker in Jesus' name, a possessor in Jesus' name. And then it says that having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Where does this start? It starts with virtue. You come into this life, you see on the one hand virtue, on the other hand vice. And you make your choice, and God says, behold, I put before you life and death, good and evil. Choose life, that you may live, and then you will live to excellence in your life in Jesus' name. And so when you see vice, sometimes vice looks colorful. Sometimes vice looks financially inviting. Sometimes vice will look like it will give pleasure. But vice is vice. And that vice will lead you to a place you are not thinking of or dreaming of. Choose virtue. That's where life starts. It starts as you choose Christ and as virtue. Then vision. Vision. You know, if you're going through life, just looking down, you'll not see beyond the ground around you. But if you're going to, and I know you are going to amount to something, nobody will become a somebody. I didn't hear you now. When I prophesy to your life, you must accept the prophecy. And you must say amen to the prophecy. Brother, nobody now from today, your brother, somebody. Amen. Sister, nobody, praise the Lord. I don't see the smile on your face over here. You become sister, somebody in Jesus' name. But you must have a vision. Vision is what gets us there. This is a stadium. And I see a father coming in, and he has a little boy there, and he's holding the hand, and he's going, and the child said, Daddy, I can't see anything. I opened my eyes, but I can't see anything. And then daddy kind of, stoops down and he says, climb on my shoulder. And the little boy climbs on the shoulder of daddy. And the child, the boy says, Daddy, I can even see beyond you now because I am sitting on your shoulder. That's how we get vision in life. And sometimes I can't see that. Sometimes it's too high, it's too great, it's so magnanimous, I cannot see. Climb on the shoulders of those who have gone before you. Climb on your daddy's shoulder. Climb on the author's shoulder. Climb on the builder's shoulder. Climb on the shoulder of that man who is constructing something. Climb on the shoulder of that doctor. Climb on the shoulder of the engineer. And climb on the shoulder of the achievers before you. Read their story. talk about their achievements and find out what did they do to get to where they are. And as you climb on our shoulders, you will see more than we have seen. You will go beyond where we have gone. It starts with virtue. Choose virtue, not vice. And then climb on the shoulders of those who have gone before you. And you will have a vision. After the vision, the vow. He made it by the grace of God. I will make it. I see his life, and his life was nothing to write home about in the first few years. But he turned around, he changed, and he became what God wanted him to be. I make a vow. That's what God has shown me now. What God has revealed to me now. From the beginning of this youth convocation impact, transform to lead, I make a vow to myself and to my God, I will be there. You will be there. And then vigilance. That you're vigilant, you're preparing a good meal for yourself, for your family. You want to even feed the nation. You want to be vigilant that nobody comes to put sand in your eyes. Nobody comes to, you're watching. Look at Abraham. He was sacrificing to God. And the birds were coming. They wanted to take part of the sacrifice away from the altar of the Almighty God. And Abraham drove them away because he was vigilant. You must watch over the vision that the Lord has crafted in your heart now. And anything that will come, any association that will come, any play kind of game that will come, any strategy of the devil that will come to sift you away and to shift your attention from that vision, you will drive them away. Satan will not determine your destiny. And the evil spirits will not determine your destiny. And your attitude, as we just heard now, bad attitude, proud attitude, ungrateful attitude, all those bad attitudes will not hinder your destiny. I choose to be up. And as you choose to be up, nothing will bring you down. Somebody shout amen. And look at the next one now. It's W. It's the water of the word washing whiter through his worthiness. The water of his word that is washing us and cleansing us and is making us what we ought to be. And it is through his worthiness. The Lord will put worthiness in your life. Don't ever say again, I am not worthy. It's like God has given you the brain and then you have first class. And then they give the microphone to you and they say, talk. I am not worthy. Did you cheat? Didn't you read? Of course you read. You are the kid of the king, a child of the creator. And the Lord has lifted you up. Unworthiness has been taken away from your life. Unworthiness has been taken away from my life. You are worthy. I said you are worthy. And he'll wash you. He will wash you. He will wash you. Look at Psalm 51. I'm reading from verse 7. In Psalm 51, verse 7, it's saying, purge me. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. You're clean. And wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. I shall be whiter than snow. Actually, this man who wants to be whiter than snow now, He had been washed before, and he was as white as snow. And then something happened. His emotion carried him away. His feeling carried him away. His feeling pulled him in the direction of vice. And he fell from grace to grass. Anybody could have stayed there. I'm no use. I'm no good. I'm bad. I'm whatever. I'm low. I've spoiled everything. David said, no, I've not spoiled everything. Now, I'm going to come back. Everybody, I will come back. I will come back. Whatever has happened, the worst that Satan could do in your life will not hinder the best that God will do in your life. The worst that Satan could do in your life will not hinder the best that God will do in your life. And so he came back to the Lord. He said, Lord, at the beginning you washed me as white as snow. Now, what I'm asking of, I want to go higher than where I was before I fell. My son, my daughter, young man, young woman there, if the devil got the better of you and made you fall, wanting to destroy your future, you're there today, you can say, I was white before, I'm going to be whiter now. Somebody there. Whiter. Somebody shout, whiter. You'll be whiter in Jesus' name. You'll be brighter in Jesus' name. You'll be purer in Jesus' name. Purer than diamond. Stronger. Look at Samuel. His name is Samson. That man was powerful. He killed a lion. That man was mighty. That he destroyed all those Philistines with the jawbone of an ass. Then he did something he shouldn't have done. He went somewhere he shouldn't have gone. And the enemy took advantage of his roaming about. The enemy took advantage of his walking about. And here, here, here. And eventually they caught him. And they removed his eyes. Outward eyes. The inner eye could still see the glory of God, the power of God, the intention of God. And even when the physical eyes could not see, the inner eyes could see. Because, finally, he said, God, I see you on the throne. What you'll do for me, give me a victory now that will be mightier than all the victories I ever had. And the Lord said yes to him. The Lord is saying yes to you today. Whiter, brighter, purer, stronger. And then he said, can you show me those two pillars that hold the building? And then he put his hand there, because now he was mightier than he used to be. He was mighty before, but now is mightier. And with all his strength, he could see God, the invisible one, on the throne. He said, give me this victory. I want to end my life with victory. Your life will end with victory. You will not be a victim at the end of your days. A bench. And the record says, he destroyed more of God's enemies at his death, more than any other time in his life. whatever Satan has done in your life, the Almighty God will reverse it in Jesus' name. And then whiter, brighter, purer, stronger, mightier, and the Lord will make you go farther than you have ever gone in Jesus' name. Who is that? Who is that? I said, who is that? That is going to be whiter and brighter and purer. Who is that? That is going to be stronger and mightier and go further. Do I have him in the house? Do I have her in the house? Where is she? Where is he? The Lord confirm it to your life in Jesus' name. Now, I come to W. W, okay, that's what I've been talking about. And I want to come to X now. X, excelling, exceptional, extraordinary, through his exploits. Excelling, I will excel. Extraordinary, I will be extraordinary. Exceptional, I will be exceptional. How? Through his exploits. Now, Christ specializes in exploits. He has the power to do exploits. He has the strength to do exploits. He has the anointing and the calling to do exploits. Now, I'm thinking about it. There were lepers in the land, and no leper came to him. How would we know that he had the exploits and he can cleanse lepers? A woman with issue of blood was there, and she never came. And if she never came, how would we know that Christ can do exploits? But he was blind. He came. If he didn't come, how would we know that Christ could do exploits? A man, Lazarus, dead 4 days. If the sisters did not call Christ to come and do that, how would we know that he could raise the dead? The exploits is recognized and seen in you. If you don't come, if you don't connect, if you don't say, here is my challenge, a challenge unknown anywhere, and the people, the experts of the world, they cannot take this away. If you don't come to him, for him to touch your life, to turn your life around and to transform you, how would we know that Christ could do the exploits in the ministry of Christ happened? Because all those people, they came. You have come already. I have come already. And the exploits of the Lord will be seen in your life. Look at Daniel chapter 11. We're reading from verse 32. Daniel 11, verse 32. And such as do wickedly against the covenant shall he corrupt by flatteries. Hold on. You know, some people say, all the people around me are corrupt. And because of that, they think they cannot excel. They say, I don't want to talk about our country, but there's something I read about in the papers all the time. Corruption, corruption, corruption. And since everywhere is corrupt, how can I have the exploits? Some people are stopped short because of all the corruption around them. But I see that white lily growing up and surrounded by all things that are black and dark and dirty. Yet, the white lily shoots up and remains white. And that is the story of your life. In the midst of corruption, in the midst of crime, in the midst of contradictions, I see you growing up as white as lily. I see you growing up as strong could be. I see you, the exploits of the Lord in your life, in Jesus' name. And then it says, but the people that do know their God shall be stronger, and they shall do exploits. When the first part of the sentence says, all the people that do wickedly shall be corrupted by all the things around them, by flattery. He said, but there are some people, they single themselves out and they say, in the midst of the corruption, there'll be exploits in my life. Talk now, say it out. What you say is what you get. Exploits in your life in Jesus' name. I'm thinking about it. How can I have his exploits in my life? Number one, explore. That's why we're exposed to this subject and this subject and this subject. That's why we're exposed to this area and that area as we're learning. And as we explore, and we don't just stay, we're too young to stay on one narrow scene, a narrow subject, a narrow endeavor. We explore. And then, as we're exploring, I've seen this, I've seen that, I expand. You know, as we go to college, university, we become undergraduates, and then we become graduates, and we learn and we explore everything that had been done before us. Why would they give us research work to deal with in a postgraduate level? Because they say, although you have explored and all these have been done, you need to expand the subject, expand the knowledge, expand the discovery. And it is as you do that, you don't stop with exploring, you go to expanding. And when you do that, eventually you expand. That means you're going to expend some energy, and you're going to expend some sweat, you're going to expend some cost. You put something into that area so that you will go beyond. I will go beyond. And you never allow yourself to expire. It's something to buy, something like biscuits, like any other thing. And then you look for the expiry date. And beyond that expiry date, they say, that thing is no good, throw it away. You want to make up your mind that you will never come to an expiry date. I will not expire. That they say, company, why are you keeping this man? The man has expired. It's gone beyond the time and the period and the day of usefulness. I will not expire. You don't understand. Sometimes when somebody has expired, no new understanding, no new knowledge, no innovation, no discovery, and no new direction, the management will come to him and they will flatter him. They'll say, Mr. So-and-so, come to her, Mrs. So-and-so, you're so invaluable, you're so wonderful, but we've been thinking about something in the company, in the management. We want to give you early retirement. They want to get rid of him because he has expired. She has expired. No new understanding, no new thirst. He's sluggish, he's slow, is retarded. It's even coming late to important meetings. It's like even in the meeting, he'll be sleeping and dozing. He has nothing to contribute again. He has expired. I will not expire. Somebody there, you will not expire in Jesus' name. And then you will go on experiencing growth every moment, every day of your life in Jesus' name. And now I come to why. Why? That's yearning, yielding, yoked to his youthfulness. Now, that word yearn, there's another word, learn. It's because you yearn, that's why you learn. That word yearn, leading to learn, connects with another word, earn. You yearn, they're not yawning. You know, there are people, they wake up early in the morning and they yawn. They don't yearn. Why? All through the night, they were surfing the internet. They were scrolling. They were reading text, chat, message, everything. And they will not sleep in time. And when the alarm clock rings, it's like, stop that. I still need more sleep. But they have to go to school and they have to go to work. And when they get to work, because they are not prepared, instead of yearning, they're yawning. That will not happen to you. You'll be fit. You'll be all right. You'll have the future before you. And you will say, today will contribute to the goal of my life. You yearn, you learn, you earn, you are honest. Honest. You come to life and it's like you are awake. You want to do something. You want to be something because you are honest in everything that you do. That's how we make it in life. And that is how your goal will be fulfilled in Jesus' name. I yearn. At your age, at any age, I yearn. I desire. I want something more. I want my life to reach higher ground. Yearn. And then you learn. If you just yearn and you stop there and you don't learn anything, you know, and now you understand anything we want to learn, you can have the search, Google search, how to learn about this. You can have a new degree just by yearning and readiness to learn. And you can have As young people told us just now, you can have mentors that will educate you, enlighten you, and develop you, and bring you up because you yearn, you learn. And show me anyone that yearns and learns, he will earn more. Your earning power depends on your yearning attitude. And then yearn, learn, and be honest about life. All that will take you to a new platform. Take me to a new platform. Amen in your life. Amen in your life. It tells us in Luke chapter 2, reading from verse 52. Luke chapter 2, verse 52. It says, and Jesus increased in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and with man. Your favor will not stop. Favor from heaven, favor from earth, will meet together on you. Because of that, You'll make it in Jesus' name. I come to Z. Somebody say Z. In some places they say Z. That's all right. Z, Z, they mean the same thing. Zealous, zestful, without zigzags, like his zeal. Zealous. If you are kind of plastic, indifferent, no emotion, no excitement, no power within, passive, you know, people will not reckon with you. Everybody is running, you are there, hand down. I don't know whether I want to run or not. I don't know whether I want to go forward on. People will bypass you. If you are there, no shine on your face. Everything is dull and dead, and there's nothing that makes people think you want to go forward and achieve. People will not like you to be a dead weight on them. To just be there and be a dead weight on the whole institution. The institution will pass you by. But when you have zeal, when you have zest, when you want to go to the zenith and you want to say, I'm reaching out, I'm reaching out, I'm reaching out, the world will make way for you. What are you? The world will make way for you. They say, he's coming. The champion is coming. Is coming. The runner is coming. He's coming. The achiever is coming. They'll make way for you in Jesus' name. And those you've seen there before, ahead of you. You see, look at the man, look at the man, look at the woman. That man is a son, a spiritual son of Pastor Kumuyi. Look at that woman, achieving woman, achieving lady. Did you know her? No, I didn't know her. Where's she coming from? Have you heard the name Kumuyi before? Yes, of course I know the name. It's a daughter of Kumuyi. I pass the fire into your heart. The zeal I pass into your life. You will run, you will not be weary. You will walk and you will not faint. What he said, others have never done before. I put you forth as my candidate. I said, he said, nobody has done it before. Go forward and do it. They said, nobody climbed that mountain before. Nobody broke the record before. I said, did you hear my son? Did you hear my daughter? Come. I present you as candidate to our country. I present you as candidate to the world. What he said, others have never touched. Others have never got. You are my candidate. You will not be a disappointment. I say, go and achieve. Go and do it. Go and succeed. Go and bring first class back home. And the zeal of the Lord will do it in your life. Fire will burn every chaff out of your life. All those useless things that will not help you to climb your mountain, everything is taken away now. And as we go back home, I declare, let every hindrance clear out of your way. Where are you? I said, where are you? Stand up. Stand up. Ready to achieve. Ready to overcome. And ready to take on new responsibility in your nation, in your community, in your college, in your university, in your profession, in your school. Anywhere, I release you with the power power of the Lord and the presence of the Lord in your life, be an achiever in Jesus' name. Open your mouth and talk to the Lord in prayer. Open your mouth now and talk to the Lord and say, Lord, I am. I accept that. I receive that. It is done. You've come into my life. You've saved me. You've cleansed me. You've washed me. I am white as snow. I'm even wanting to be whiter than snow now. Lord, do it. Achieve it. Confirm it in my life. Tell the Lord. Tell the Lord. Young man, young woman, tell the Lord. Young adult, tell the Lord. He'll open doors for you. He'll open your brain, your mind, to the success he has ordained for you. He will not leave you. He will not forsake you. He will go with you. And you will not expire. They will not retire you. They will say, we can't do without him. We can't do without her. And your star will shine brighter and brighter. Your mind will be stronger and stronger. Your body will be healthy and healthier all the days of your life. And you will be what God has called, created, fashioned you to be. And the rest of your life will be a bright, shining life that will never expire. In Jesus' name we pray. Raise up that hand, a hand of the champion, of the achiever, of the overcomer. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, every good thing we have heard, reproduce in everyone. Every boy, every girl, every youth, every young adult, a new strength, a new power, a new victory, a new knowledge, a new intelligence, a new righteousness, a new ability, a new skill in every life in Jesus' name. Lord, I send forth everyone as equipped, transformed, learners, earners, who yearn for better things in life. Do it for everyone. Take everyone, everyone, everyone from the zero level to the zenith of their lives. Write a new chapter in every life. A new book in every life. Use all these alphabets to make out a new story. A new biography of every life. Receive that. Believe that. It is yours in Jesus' name. Achievers, amen. Conquerors, amen. Champions, amen. It is done. In Jesus' name we pray.
What do you say to Daddy? Can I hear you once again? For the last time, loudest. We give all glory to God. You may be seated. We give all glory to God
for his infinite grace from the commencement of this program until this final lap. And we want to specially also appreciate our Father for his interest in the young people. You know, the first edition of Impact happened in January, and it was a program that the leadership's program was suspended for this program. And we really appreciate that gesture to young people. And if you remember that when Impact 2.0 started, the program at MENA had just ended on Tuesday, and Daddy was here on Friday. Put your hands together and say, thank you, Daddy. We want to appreciate our fathers, our state overseer in Oyo State, Pastor Soji Ajayi, for his awesome support to make this program a reality. Please appreciate him. Also, we appreciate our fathers in the Southwest, our state overseers. They've been with us since the start of the program, and they are still seated here today. Please put your hands together in appreciation. Mommy Esther, we appreciate you too for being with us all through this program. Thank you so much, ma. And also we want to appreciate the Global Planning Committee, the local organizing committee members from different parts of the world who are connected and making sure that as this program happens here, it is happening in different locations all around the world. For the workers who have contributed one way or the other to ensure that this program is a success, we are indeed grateful unto you. And to the superstars in the crowd, without you being here, the program cannot be held. Put your hand together for yourself. I pray that as you have come to this program and be the light in your world, leading a generation to the next level in Jesus' name. Announcement. Later this evening, by 4:30, there will be a special Bible study with our biggest daddy. And so we invite everyone by 4:30 to still report here for the Bible study. And as you come, the Lord will bless you abundantly in Jesus' name. We have a special piece from the choir before we leave. Before the choir takes their rendition, we have a feedback link to share your feedback with us to help us improve this program in the next edition. So go to bit.ly/impactib. bit.ly/impactib. The choir now. Thank you.
Lord for a Bible study. I will praise the name of the Lord for those who are faithfully coming every time.
We look forward to the next edition. I know God has blessed you, and I ask you to go out there and be the lights in your world. Thank you for coming. God bless you abundantly.
Study. Praise the name of the Lord for those who are faithfully coming every time. Study. Praise the name of the Lord for those who are faithfully coming every time.
Family Bible Study, special Family Bible Study with Pastor Dr. W.F. Kumuyi, today live in Oyo State, Ibadan. Be there, 4:30 today. Everyone is invited, father, mother, children, young adults, teens, campus, young professionals, everyone is invited. It's a Bible study like no other. Be there.
Attention, please. Please locate your Bible.